I read the story of a seminary professor who wanted to make an important point to his class. So he took a wide-mouthed jar and filled it with rocks. "Is the jar full?" he asked the students. "Yes," came a reply. "Oh, really?" he said. Then poured in smaller pebbles into the jar to fill the spaces between the rocks. "Is it full now?" asked the professor. "Yes," said someone else. "Oh, really?" He then filled the remaining space between the rocks and the stones with sand. "Is it full now?" he asked. "Probably not," one of the students replied. He then took a pitcher of water and poured it into the jar. "What's the lesson we learn from this?" he asked. An eager participant spoke up and said, "No matter how full the jar is, there is always room for more." "Not quite," replied the professor. "The lesson is, to get everything in the jar, you must first put the big things in first." What the professor was saying? Let the main thing be the main thing. Put the first things first. Jesus proclaimed a similar principle in the Sermon on the Mountain. He knew that we waste our time worrying about little things that seem so urgent, but crowd out the big things of eternal value. In chapter 6, he says, "Take no thought, saying what we shall eat, or what we shall drink, or what we shall wear. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all of these things." Listen to this. Verse 33 in chapter 6 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow will take thought for the things of itself." Oh, what a lesson we learn. The lesson that I have learned from this is that we, as children of God, are in the care of a heavenly Father who knows exactly what we need. Our heavenly Father knows that we need food and clothes and shelter and drink, which is the first thing that the Gentiles seek for. But that is not the case with the children of the heavenly Father. Jesus said, "The heavenly Father knows that you need these things, but you, unlike the Gentiles, unlike the sinner, but you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." What things was he talking about? He's talking about food and drink and clothes. "These will be added unto you if you put the first things first. If you keep the main thing, the main thing." I remember very well that when I was in the care of my earthly father, I never had any anxieties as to what I would eat, drink, wear, or even if I had shelter. These things my father provided for me. Every time I went to the table, there was food there. Every time I become thirsty, there was water to drink. Every time I went to the closet, there was clothes hanging in the closet. And every night, there was a soft bed with plenty of cover. All of this was provided for me by my earthly father. I didn't have to worry about it. I was never anxious about these things. My earthly father provided all of this for me. And like Jesus said, "If you, being evil, know how to provide for your family, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good gifts to them that love him?" Oh, hallelujah. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.